It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That was very sarcastic, and I don't appreciate it. And I'm not kidding.
Really?
Yeah.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or a technical meltdown.
I'm on your show to try to help you.
And we're having fun here, no? You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, and now all of a sudden it's I'm a big jerk.
No, you are a big jerk.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Still so tense.
Still so great.
You're telling us funny stories about Burt Reynolds, no?
Really? All right, the e-break is brought to you by Just Breaks. We'll give you the three candidates. You get the vote on them. Three pretty strong candidates this week, starting with this traffic report from our own Barb Smith. And this is filled with a lot of deliciousness, starting with fog being so bad that you couldn't see anything. And I guess it was the fog that got Barb so choked up during this report.
Stick it up your tailpipe!
We've got major fog going on this morning. It is so dense you cannot even see outside when you get out of your get off your front porch this morning. So please be careful. It is crazy. This report brought to you by the North Texas HondaDealers.com. Excuse me. That's why I'm talking quietly. Okay.
That's Barb with traffic.
75. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I'm Rich Phillips.
Oh, my God. There's so much there to cover.
Well, at least she got the important information out there that the fog is so bad you can't
see.
She
would have wanted it if she hadn't even gotten choked up just for the worst traffic report of all time.
Yeah.
Telling us it's crazy.
It's crazy.
You can't see anything when you step off your front porch.
Any of that was scripted.
Crazy,
it
man.
Was really cleverly thought out ahead of time and written and tightened up. Yeah, that's the way everyone leaves for work. They step off their front porch. Nobody has garages. Nobody exits out through the alley. Mm-hmm.
And then once you can see fine on the porch, but when you step off,
the whole world changes.
Yeah. The porch is like a safe zone. If you could only just drive your car on the porch, you'd be fine.
It's crazy, in fact.
Yeah.
And then she got choked up. You know, that was such a good...
I can't do it.
Let's listen to such a good report. Let's hear that one more time.
Okay.
We've got major fog going on this morning. It is so dense you cannot even see outside when you get out of your get off your front porch this morning. So please be careful. It is crazy. This report brought to you by the North Texas HondaDealers.com. Excuse me. That's why I'm talking quietly. Okay.
That's Barb with traffic.
75. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I'm Rich Phillips.
She sounded a little bit like the lady who broke her ankle in the grape stomping contest.
I can't breathe. No, that's so Barb, too. She had to give me a detail that she really didn't care about. Like, that's why I'm talking so quietly. All right, so there's Barb up for an e-break. Candidate number two, he is back. He's from the golf show. Craig Rosengarten, who gave us the Skart Sculling Boz, has now given us a new term for bird dung.
You never want to park your car under a tree, because that's what happens. Bird traps on your car.
Tree saps are even worse than
that, too.
Dung.
Bird dung? What'd you say?
Bird dung. Yeah.
I think it's dung.
It's dung.
It's wiener.
I think he said dong.
It is dong.
Not D-O-N-G.
Oh my God.
Come on! See, if it was bird dong, I wouldn't have cared as much because it wouldn't have left a mark on it. Bird dong.
It's not dog?
No, it's dung.
That's amazing.
So Rick Arnett was calling for all birds to put their penises on his car.
He wouldn't mind that so much.
He would prefer that.
It's a weird call to action.
Have you ever seen a bird penis?
Mark
that. Next time we're interviewing Pat Summerall, let's fire that off.
No.
I'm not not sure where you're going.
Pat,
with
that
this.
Was a drop. It's hard for me to explain.
What's a drop? You mean bird dung? No, it's okay. Bird dung actually. All right, so there's Greg Rosengarten up for an e-break. And if you're watching the Stars Nashville post-game show from the other night on Fox Sports Southwest, you probably jumped up in your chair when you heard John Rattigan try to say shots on goal, but he didn't really say shots. He said something else that starts with S-H.
The Stars were outshot tonight, 29-26 by the Nashville Predators. Of those 29 shots...
I didn't hear that.
I don't think I'm allowed to say that on TV. 29 shots, 0 went in. Do we have a delay in television?
Aren't we blacked out somewhere tonight, too? That might be good news.
Good thing Dish Network didn't take that program, isn't it? Okay, welcome back.
I'd be the first one to do something like that.
Boy, that was bad. We're early in the year, and we've already had one of those bombs on the air. So, welcome back to...
Boy, that's not highlighting it, is it?
Yeah, they've got to stand back and put a spotlight on it there. Well, I wish we didn't have the beep in there. That just had to just jolt as you're watching the post-game show. Jolted him. Did I just say that?
It sounds like he dropped a little bit of behind-the-scenes conflict.
About the Dish Network deal?
Yeah, the Dish Network.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
And who is that, Craig Ludwig with him?
Yeah.
Yes.
He jumps on it pretty quickly, too. That's kind of funny. Want to hear it one more time?
Yeah, let's hear it again.
The Stars were outshot tonight, 29-26 by the Nashville Predators. Of those 29... shots.
I didn't hear that.
I don't think I'm allowed to say that on TV. 29 shots, 0 went in. Do we have a delay in television?
Aren't we blacked out somewhere tonight, too? That might be good news.
Good thing Dish Network didn't take that program, isn't it? Okay, welcome back to Stars
Live. I thought I'd
be
the first one to do something like
boy,
that.
That was bad. We're early in the year, and we've already had one of those bombs on the air. So, welcome back to Stars Live.
One of those bombs.
Boy, that would have been a really tough game to win if that's what the Stars had had, 29 of those.
Right in front of the net?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a mess.
Instead of shots.
I'm sure they would have cleaned that up.
You'd think. All right.
Instead, everybody would be just shooting from way outside. Don't want to go near it.
Trying to stay away from the dong. All right, so it's Barb, Craig, or John at 214-787-1310. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I said, I believe there is a reason they call me a foghorn leghorn.
Oh, okay, fog, I gotcha. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
What?
Yes, I'd like to vote for George Dunham's blood-stained pantaloons flapping in the wind while he smiles gregariously.
Okay, look, we don't have time for that. We're trying to vote here. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Troy Hamburg, Dot Wynn, Kevin Blanford.
No, it's Emmett.
Dwayne Hawthorne, Pepe Zellner, Doug Anderson. Nacho Remnant Eating Man, Brandon Noble, Tommy Daniels, Mario Edwards, Mark Elfenbein.
You ran out of names.
It's going back and forth between the ticket and old Cowboys.
Yeah. Why did Elf crack him up so bad?
We haven't heard from retiring Emmett in a while. Although I don't think that was the original one.
No.
Higher on the ticket, who wins?
Barb Smith.
Thank you, sir, for that kind vote. Higher on the ticket.
This e-break is very scatological, very full of crap, but I'm going to have to go with the dong show.
Funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Hello.
Yeah, I think I got the wrong number. I'm sorry.
That's weird. Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, the ticket.
I'd like to vote for Barb Smith and Buck Tanner's bronze buttocks.
Okay.
Wow.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, guys. First-time caller. Mm-hmm. Long time listener. Good job. Good morning.
I hate the world.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
I am a vampire breast milk blood, and I like the fog one.
I'm a vampire.
He likes the fog one.
The fog one, okay.
Breast milk blood.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Breast milk blood.
I'll make Barbie, please.
Wow, we have a winner.
All right.
We have a winner. Barb Smith for getting choked up during this traffic report and issuing a very stern warning about just how bad the fog is.
Stick it up your tailpipe!
We've got major fog going on this morning. It is so dense you cannot even see outside when you get out of your I'll get off your front porch this morning, so please be careful. It is crazy. This report brought to you by the North Texas HondaDealers.com. Excuse me. That's why I'm talking quietly. Okay.
That's Barb with traffic.
75. I can't do it. I'm sorry.
I'm Rich Phillips.
So emotional there at the
end. Yeah, there at the end.
These players, jeez.
I just can't do it.
How many is that, man, for Barb?
That is an affront to dirty, dead Walter Cronkite. That's the 14th win for Gagging Girl. She is 7th all-time. Wow. She's only been competing 2 years.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah, and I know you visit gagginggirl.com pretty often, Fernando.
2 years? She's been here a lot longer than
her first win was 2 years ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm. What a run.
Yeah, she sucked for 8 years. You would think that she'd have more...
809 here on Sports Radio 13.